I get the vach. So I'll tell you a maisa. One of the great chassidim of the Yir HaKadosh, the holy Jew of Pshischa, was the Reb Rabunim, of Pshischa. So the story goes that one day, the great tzaddik, the Yir HaKadosh of Pshischa, came to the Beis Medrash, and he called over the Reb Rabunim, and he said, you should go on a trip. And that's all. He should go on a trip, and he left the room. So Rabunim didn't know exactly what that means, where he should go, what he should do, what's the purpose of the trip, no idea. But the Rebbe said to go, so he goes. So he gathers a few chassidim, and he says, the Rebbe told me to go on a trip. I don't want to go myself, so you want to come with me? Sure, fine. So they go outside, and they find the first horse and wagon that passes by, and has to get a lift. Where are you going? Wherever you're going. Okay, fine. So they get on the wagon, and they go, and they stop at the first inn that this person happened to be traveling by. So they get out, they go into the inn, it's time for supper. It was owned by a firm person, from a firm establishment, or at least it seemed that way. And they get in, and they go to the owner, the balabas of the hotel, seems to be a religious person, and they go over to Rabunim, and the few chassidim that he took with him. He goes over to the owner and says, you know, we're going to, if it's okay, if we could stay the night and so on, 100%, could we order supper? Could we order dinner? Sure. So Rabunim says, just because of his own personal concerns about kashrus in general, so Rabunim asked, could we have milchiks? Do you have any milchiks or anything that's pyrev? And so the person said, no, we only have fleishiks. Everything is just fleishiks here. Happens to be that's what we have. So Rabunim turns to the other chassidim in the presence of the owner, and they start discussing, like, what do you think? We trust the kashrus? I don't know if the knife? Should we ask to see the shochet and to see the cow? And, you know, they start talking amongst themselves. This is all within earshot of the owner. So while they're having this conversation about whether they should halachically, whether they can halachically trust the kashrus of this establishment, so all of a sudden they hear from the other side of the room an old man that begins to call out. And the old man says, Chassidim, Chassidim. They turn and they see this old man. The old man says, Chassidim, you're very careful clearly about what comes into your mouth. You have to be also just as careful about what comes out of your mouth. You're speaking, you're having a back and forth about whether you trust the kashrus over here in front, within earshot of the owner. Just as you're careful about what goes into your mouth, you have to be careful with what comes out of your mouth. With that, Rabunim got the message. And he turned to his friends and he said, that's what the Yir HaKadosh wanted me to hear. So we could go back home now. We got our message, we got our lesson, we go back. And that's the important thing we have to take into account. You know, Yiddishkeit is comprised of two parts, between Adam L'Mokom, between man and God, and between Adam L'Chaveru. Usually when people consider taking upon themselves stringencies, it's usually within the category of man and God. Man and man, that's usually not something we think of as being machmer about. But just as we have to be careful with what goes into our mouth, we have to be just as careful with what comes out of our mouth. Hashem should protect us and help us. There's rizuch to love each other and respect each other and be extra machmer and avos Yisrael and be nodem l'chavero. And with that, we should be zeichet to see the gul barachim and be eskel tzedek and mehar v'yameinu amen.